Poetry on the Radio. Today, Leslie Lebkowitz.
Getting the angle right. He tried to stay strong for his wife, but the disease was a terrain of heaving grey where he could get no purchase. Being strong had meant no crying. He'd get his chair as far from the house as possible and wait it out, riding the thing like a trail bike across rough ground to where he'd get a bit of scrub to look at, and if he could get the angle right, the sea. When I said crying was okay, he looked at me as though I had a lot to learn. Visitors came, mobs of 10 or more at a time. Small black kids did cartwheels past the rooms of other dying people. He didn't pretend anything. Not that he wasn't dying. Not that it wasn't hell. I knew this man at the hospice when I was working there. He was a Yuin man, and I hope it's okay that I've written about him even though I'm not a First Nations writer. He actually asked me to write about him. He had motor neurone disease, which is a hard one. Everybody loved him. We all wanted to be with him. The reason for this is offered in the end of the poem. Getting the angle right. He tried to stay strong for his wife, but the disease was a terrain of heaving grey where he could get no purchase. Being strong had meant no crying. He'd get his chair as far from the house as possible and wait it out, riding the thing like a trail bike across rough ground to where he'd get a bit of scrub to look at, and if he could get the angle right, the sea. When I said crying was okay, he looked at me as though I had a lot to learn. Visitors came, mobs of 10 or more at a time. Small black kids did cartwheels past the rooms of other dying people. He didn't pretend anything. Not that he wasn't dying. Not that it wasn't hell.
Today we heard Leslie Lebkowitz on Poetry on the Radio, a production of ArtSound FM and Recent Work Press. To find out more, go to artsound.fm and look under the Programs tab for Poetry on the Radio.